You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian O'Nunoyne takes the stage now, since it is the dramatic arts that he's addressing.
And a very good morning to all. The late, great Paul Newman must surely rank as one of the most remarkable Americans of the 20th century. He was so talented in so many ways, and a renowned philanthropist to boot. When he died, somebody remarked that few actors could work the camera as well as he. In many of his movies, he showed how great screen actors differ from stage actors. You've got to be phenomenal from the neck up when you're on the screen in order to make a really big impression. Great directors of the big screen unravel the narrative sometimes by photographing what the actor is thinking. I wish I had said that. Actually, it was a great Irish actor, Gabriel Byrne. You may have seen him in Miller's Crossing or Round Up the Usual Suspects, or he was the psychiatrist in the TV show In Treatment. Byrne himself is no slouch on the screen, though he probably won't be the first and not the last outstanding actor never to win an Oscar. I was listening to him being interviewed recently by James Lipton for the Actors Studio. Such a lovely man, James. And Gabriel Byrne was trying to give his impression of the difference between stage acting and screen acting. So see, stage acting is primarily about the words, but for him, screen acting is about listening and reacting to others. It's about the director's ability to photograph what it is the actor is thinking. For the most part, I have to agree with him, particularly in terms of stage acting, since, well, I've done quite a bit myself. Can't say I've been offered to go to Hollywood yet, so I suppose I'll just stick to my experience of being on the stage. I haven't trodden the boards for a few years now, and by gosh, I do miss the smell of the crowd and the roar of the grease paint. But if there's one thing I don't miss in amateur drama, actually there are two things I don't miss. One is the pretentious wankers, and two is amateurish drama. The pretentious wankers are the ones who'll tell you that they've enjoyed a show because, well, they feel that that's what you're supposed to say, when really, deep down, they thought it was crap. And amateurish drama? Oh my God. There simply is no excuse for it. In my experience, amateurish drama is caused primarily by a poor choice of script. There's a great saying in drama, if it ain't on the page, it ain't on the stage. You cannot have a great show without great writing. Once you have a great script, however, you are three quarters of the way there. Once you have a truly outstanding classic play, well, you'd have to try really hard to mess it up. Actors are a dime a dozen, and I include myself in that category because I've done my fair share of acting. I've acted in plays that have had the hallmarks of true greatness. They are the kind of plays that make you laugh, make you cry, and make you bloody well wait. I remember one time someone asking me how on earth I remembered all those lines that I had to recite while in the play. With great relish, I replied. Sometimes it's just a huge privilege to be up on a stage and delivering truly remarkable, memorable lines. So, if you're out there and if you're involved in amateur drama, will you please try to stick to tried and tested great plays? Since they are tried and tested, and they are considered greats, they will not let you down. You'll have a great time rehearsing and performing them, and the audience will love you and the play. Almost everyone will be pleased because someone chose a great script. Have a lovely day now, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS, and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian O'Nunoyne every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.